I see waves fluctuating inside, like an oscilloscope. It's controlling these waves, which have something to do with the building itself. It's almost like not maintaining the structure, but the structure is sensitive. It's part of the machine. It's almost like going inside the building and being controlled. Like going inside of a tank and controlling the movement of the tank from inside. D, that does sound complicated. But if you could manifest these things with your mind with thought, why would you need machines? F, words just came through from someone else. They were in preparation for the future of having more complex forms. These are someone else's words. Fred said later it was as though someone was standing next to him, and was there to give him the answers to anything I did not understand. Perhaps the guide he spoke of earlier. F. They are preparation for the future of beings having more complex forms. So we are experimenting for the future. D. I'm trying to understand. That's why I'm asking so many questions. F. That's why we repeated it. Grinned. D. Laugh. It does sound complex. Then you mean these creatures themselves do not need shelter, or do not need any substances? F. No, we do not need more. Chuckle. Sorry, I'm talking this way. This is more the way I would talk there. It's not my words. It's almost like translating. D. That's okay. I'm following it. I can understand it. You said they don't really need these buildings then. 208. Legacy from the stars. F. No, the outside aura, this film around us absorbs from the atmosphere, from universal light, and then transmutes it to sustain this shell form. This form is oblong. It's not a peanut, but it's almost the shape of a peanut. It has kind of sharp edges, but it's big and puffy in the middle, like a pillow. This is what I and the other persons look like. I was looking at the other people through a sense, not as an eyeball. I was looking at them through feeling what I am and knowing what they are. D. And they don't need any food or shelter. F. No, we don't. D. I was wondering why they had these buildings and the machines, if apparently you can manifest what you want with your mind, by creating with thought. You could just create, you wouldn't have to have a machine to do it. Let me see if I have it correct. You think it's because in the future there will be bodies? F. Yes. In the future there will be different bodies. But maybe not for these people. This is coming from someone else. I'm kind of hearing words. D. That's all right. Just repeat what they're saying. Then these machines are experimental for these future people? F. For people from another place. They're experimenting here for people on Earth or some other planet, that will have, I guess what you would call a human body. But their experiment is also to do with the place I'm at. These waves are something to sustain the temperature of the place that I'm at. They're also doing experiments for the future. This building is like a radio tower, to shoot out or monitor universal waves and transmute them into something like temperature and what would be called almost like wind. But it's a very stable, peaceful place, so there's no wind atmosphere, I guess you would call it. D. Then this place has to have its temperature maintained, in order to live there? F. No. For maintaining an artificial good temperature. It would be as if I was living in a hot place, and we were, the earliest forms of life on Earth. 209. D. F. D. F. D. F. D. Cooling it down. Or living in a cool place and we were heating it up, to maintain an ideal temperature. It controls the atmosphere of the place where I'm at. That part of the building has something to do with the planet I'm on also. The other experimental things that are being done here are to access how well people will live in a human form. Somehow they're testing a casement of how well the soul will live in a body. There is a test to make sure that the body is stable enough to maintain, these are not my words, to maintain this human soul. It's like building a body. Not testing anything, we're putting it together. I think I'm beginning to understand. I hope I am. Then you think this is like a laboratory type place, where they would be experimenting? This building, yes. Where they would be experimenting with cells or things like that too. It would be more like a future. Like if we were building a robot, as an analogy. We'd have to start with the wiring inside, and then go to the outside, and make the brain compatible to the structure. So what we're doing in this experiment is to make sure the soul is compatible with the outside physical organism. To mate them, to make sure they are compatible together. That the soul can make the outside form function correctly. I still did not understand. That's why it has to have a certain atmosphere with certain temperatures. This is part of our experimental things that we're doing inside the building. The building itself is maintained for us. We are maintaining the atmosphere, so it will be an ideal temperature for us to live on this planet. It's just like you have a heater in this building. But also in this building you do experiments. So the heater is providing our temperature, and we're doing future experiments on man. Do they have any human bodies there that they are using, or is it just theoretical? 210, Legacy from the Stars, F, it's like a thought. I see a group of us, yes, I guess I mean us. Because I'm hearing it from someone else, he is the us. And a group of us, we are seeing thoughts, and we're thinking thoughts of a soul. And then we see how to form the structure around the soul. So that, for instance, the fingers will be wired into inner knowledge of it. I don't see personalities as such, yet. It's like a mental construct. And they're thinking these things into what will eventually become a physical organism. But it's like running a program to the computer to stimulate a mating of these units. D, is it like trying to figure out what type of body, or what shape, or how it functions? F, yes. Running a complete program. D, just like building a body from different building blocks to see how it would work. F, yes. It's coming through a lot better now that I'm more away from any interference of this mind. D, it would be as though they were experimenting to see what type of body would function the best in the atmosphere it's supposed to be in. F, yes. There are different bodies. We're not just working on humans. We're working on animals, birds, but organic flesh ones, not vegetables. D, but these are not solid. F, not yet. D, in other words, they're just mind constructs. F, right now they are. In the future, they will be physical forms, if the creative part of the universe wants to project them into matter. D, are you some of the ones that are going to make the decisions on what type of bodies will be put on different planets? F, it's like our duty to do the dirty work. Chuckle, the groundwork. The preliminary experimentation. To run the laborious programs, I guess somebody would say. Then it's given up to a panel, so to speak. And then it is chosen what forms will be used and where. We do not have anything to, the earliest forms of life on Earth, 211, D, F, D, F, D, F, D, F, do with that part. We are just generating the mechanics of how to put it together. We're building in our lab, this mental lab. Because certain types wouldn't function in different atmospheres, or they wouldn't be appropriate. Right. And that is our work assignment, to do these things. Then these bodies aren't going to be developed full form and placed down on these planets. Do you know anything about what happens after it leaves you, and others begin to construct the body? Pause. It will be the process of growth, like evolution. I see one form changing to another. A small form growing, and then becoming bigger and more layered, and getting heavier, and then finally having solid form. I was wondering if they were going to start it out from cell types and let it evolve, or if it would be fully formed. I see it as a natural form from the planet involved. Somehow there is a starting animal. This starting animal is somehow manifested. I'm trying to look into the future from where I am here. The animal is manifested into a form. And then starts to grow like, I guess, you would in your baby process. And grow up into a human form through different stages of development. Can you see some of the forms that this machine is designing? You said you could make one appear and then disappear and make another one if it wasn't right. It's almost like a group effort to think into this, so it wouldn't be just me making it. It would be all of us. He is either describing a collective mind or individual minds working in tandem. One mind would not be powerful enough to accomplish the task. Rather like the way some groups of aliens operate their spacecraft by combined thought power. D, It takes several minds to make this machine operate. Then more or less what you are doing there is working out a blueprint. 212, Legacy from the Stars, F. Yes. We are putting things together. Taking things apart. Putting this together, putting that together. There was different types almost. Like more arms, more fingers, less arms, less fingers. I see as if we're wiring something. We're wiring the soul, so that when the soul commands a certain thing to do something, it will move. Soul, I guess I could mean brain, eventually. But I'm saying inner force. You know, like we have a soul inside our bodies. D, then it's something more or less electrical that will instruct the different parts to operate. F, yes. I see it similar to how you would program different pathways on an integrated chip. D, it sounds very complicated. F, it's really very simple, because we think something and then it appears before us. Think something else and then we erase it. It's a mental construct that I'm working with. D, but you do need this machine to help with it. F, yes. It somehow combines our energies to have a group effort. D, you said you were looking at the future and how these things would evolve. Can you see anything or anybody who would be directing this evolution-type process? Or making sure that it turns into the blueprint you started out with? F. There is a panel of judges, very bright beings, that choose. Saying, thus say us that this will be there. And thus say us this will be here. They choose, almost like a pointer. And that form appears in a starting process, on the world or moon or wherever. These forms also can be planetary forms, like building a rock. D, you mean like the elements themselves? It doesn't have to be human then, or organic. F, no. Everything is formed this way in the beginning stages. D, when these things were put on these planets or wherever, was there anybody that kept an eye on them, or directed their development? The earliest forms of life on Earth, 213, F. Someone else is kind of speaking, helping me. Yes. I hear the words, everyone has his job and his place to do his duty. D, then you had a little part in it. You were one of the people that were directing. F, legwork, yes. D, and developing the blueprints. And then it would be sent to the panel, and they make the decisions. I believe you said, too, that there was a board somewhere that was in charge of making decisions. Well. When you come up with the right plans you think will work, how do they get to the board? F, it's almost like I'm being told to do this a certain way, or this other head person is being told. And then we take the appropriate design to the council. Once we're done with it, then we take the finished product to them. There's no review of it. D, did you ever have to take it to the council? F, no. I didn't. The head person took it. I'm a small person. I'm not very aware. I'm like a worker ant, not a commander. Chuckle, D, but your mind was important for that project, so you were important in that way. F, yes. It's like a radio tube is important to the TV, but not part of the main group that controls. D, yes, but also the radio won't operate without the tube. Everybody has their own little place. I was curious as to where the council was. And what they were like. If someone could tell you the answer to that. F, there were three people. I think almost more like angels. It's almost like we were making the people look like these three people. They were more like what I am now. And they're more like, yes, they're like angels. D, you mean you were trying to model them after them? F, that was the order. D, to make the physical appearance be like these main people on the council? 214, Legacy from the Stars, F, more like the angels. They just happened to be, that's who they were. D, I wonder why they wanted them to look like that? F, because they were told by others that is what the plan was. There is an order in the mind of God. And this was interpreted by someone else, then it was given to this planetary group. They farmed out the work order to us. And then we brought back the working model. As if we were the engineers. There were planners and there were engineers, and then we brought the product back to the way it was supposed to function. We built it, more or less. D, You were saying that you were able to see these images from the mind with the computer, but you were also able to build the working model to show them? F. There is a form that I perceive. It's almost like a clay model made out of energy. Some kind of form, denseness. And we were able to show nerves, for example, and how they would work. The connection between the soul and the energy flows going into the person. D. It sounds complicated. But if they wanted changes, would you have to make the changes? F. HMMM. There was no change. D. By the time you got it into this form, it was approved? F. Just like asking for something perfectly done, you get a ready-made thing. You put the money in the machine and you get the coke. There is no change. He laughed. D. Yeah, I understand what you mean. I thought maybe if the council didn't approve of it, you would have to make some changes. F. Right. No, there is no disapproval. D. Then you worked it out pretty well. F. We just did what we were told. It came out perfectly. And we brought back the finished product. We did not make it there. We made a model of it, but we did not make the final form. It was not our job. We were just working out the possibilities. The earliest forms of life on Earth, 215. D. Yes, as you said before, the different possible ways to make sure that the brain or the soul could make the body operate. Then who was in charge of making the finished product? Do you know? F. Pause. I'm looking for it. It seems not to be here. Maybe it's somewhere else, further in the future. D. Then did you see the finished product after it went to the council? F. What we made, I saw before it went. Their decisions were not made until later when someone had brought it to that place. D. What did the form look like when you finished it? Was it like a human form or what? F. Yes. I was perceiving what you were going to say way before you said it. I was going to answer before you said it. D. It didn't deviate from what we know of as a human form? F. HMMM. I don't see it as such. It's different. It's hairier. It's, I guess, more like a monkey. More hairy. But not a monkey. I see a lot of hair. D. So in that way it is different from the model we have nowadays, so to say. F. Yes, the beings that we took it to, they were more like us. They were like the body here on the bed. But the one we made is more hairy, and I keep seeing in my mind something like a gorilla. But not an animal. I mean it is an animal in some sense. But not a monkey. It's human, it's got hair on it. D. Then the face is not too different? F. It's a little bit different. D. Very interesting. Now I would like to ask some questions about yourself. If you just developed into the full-blown energy form of this ball or peanut shape, you weren't born or anything then. You just developed this form there on that planet. Is that correct? F. I was, I suppose, born as visiting different places gave me more denser form. I have a feeling of energy pulsating in me right now. 216. Legacy from the stars. D. But your form, the glowing ball with the gaseous outer layer, is not born. It is just materialized there? F. I was, a long time ago, given being as separate from others. That was my first separation from everything, into what I guess you would call a soul. But then I had to go through gaseous states. As described earlier, now I am in a physical, I suppose, ball with this air around me. Not air, but gas. D. Then this is your first form of any type. F. My first form was on the planet Earth, as a denser kind of astral form, but my other ones were more gaseous. D. That's what I am trying to figure out. This is your first time as a solid form of any type. F. Yes. D. But that form isn't born or doesn't die on that world that you're on. It just exists until it's. I keep thinking of things being born and dying. Laugh, I guess it doesn't work that way. F. Seeing that I can move freely, when I go back to Earth, I am able to change this form that I fly through space in. And then I go to whatever is chosen for me when I get to the planet. It's just like going to a new city and getting new clothes. They have a clothing shop and they dress you in the clothes of that type of civilization you will be in. I just went into this bull like gaseous form, because that is natural to this place. D, you need something that is natural to the environment then. Do you enjoy your work with these machines and these experiments? F, pause, I don't know what you mean. D, do you like what you are doing? F, I do it. Chuckle, I don't feel particularly happy, sad. There's no happy or sad. I feel gratefulness that I'm allowed to do this. Yes, I feel gratitude to the universal, whatever drives everything, that I was given this chance to experience. Helping with the, I guess you would say divine plan. The earliest forms of life on Earth, 217, D, then that is an emotion you are feeling. That you're glad you're there. F, yes. But as in, whoopee, yes, I love my job. I don't understand. I laughed, D. Then whenever your job there is finished, you will be sent somewhere else. Is that how it works? F. Yes. I don't feel I have too much say so about anything. I have will. I cannot go someplace. But why would I not want to do something that's new and unique that I've never done before? Fun equals challenge. It is challenging to do different things, because you experience those things. It wasn't like that gaseous one where I felt I was trapped into doing a particular thing. These are more free-floating. D, I can see that. Why wouldn't you want to go on and try something new? F, it's almost as if I earned the privilege of being able to do things. D, it would be very boring if you just stayed in the same place doing the same thing. F, I don't understand. D, if you get an opportunity to go on somewhere else, I think it would be challenging. It would be interesting to see what's going to happen at the next place. F. Yes, I guess. I don't think about it. I do my job, and then when my assignment time is up, it would be like military rotation. You do your job at a duty station. I don't know where this is coming from. But do the job at the station or military base, and then you get a new assignment, and then go off to somewhere else. D. Yes. That makes sense. Sometimes it is better to leave it up to somebody else, because they can see the overall picture. F. That is somebody else's job to make all these decisions. I don't feel I have the rank to make my decisions. D. Well, I really appreciate you telling me all these things. I would like to come again and continue asking questions of this type. Would it be all right if I do so? 218, Legacy from the Stars, F. If it's all right with them, it's all right with me. He laughed. Yes, it's all right with me also. Laugh, sorry. D. Then they don't care if I come and ask more questions? F. Slowly, they think it would be instructional for you to ask questions of me. That seems backwards. I don't understand. Chuckle. But that's what I heard. B. Somebody may give you more if this continues. It seems, I don't know, destined for you to come a few more times again. Whatever is agreeable to both of you. D. There are still more things that I need to find out. I have such a great curiosity. And I do appreciate the information you've been giving me. All right. Then I will return at another time. F. Yes, you are welcome to. The story did continue at our next session a week later. I returned Fred to the same scene, and the answers came as though there had been no interruption. D. What is your job there after this design or blueprint is finished and sent on to the council? F. HMMM. I don't see myself doing anything. Waiting. I'm back out into space. I'm going to that resting area again. D. It seems like that's a way station where you can come back to every time, doesn't it? F. Not every time. But it feels so good to be refreshed. More of my friends are there than other places. But I am not going to stay here long again. D. Do you know what your next assignment will be? F. I feel that I'm one of the things that were being made. More animal than I was before. D. Would this be your first experience of being in a body, of this type? F. Yes, of this type. I was going to say, no. Because I was considered a body when I was around form. The earliest forms of life on Earth, 219, could this have been a form of karma? Because he had been involved in the creation of this creature, then he had to become that creature? D. How does this body feel? F. I grunt a lot. I'm sorry. The apology was directed at me, as though he was apologizing for his animal nature. F. I feel large. No clothes. I can growl. Not speech. I don't think very well. D. What are you supposed to be learning by experiencing that? F. Pause. I feel mobility. Touching things. Hands. Feet. I'm carrying grass. Eating it. I can move around. D. Where are you? F. I'm here. On the earth. D. Do you see any other beings that look like you? F. Yes. There is a woman type that is near me, to the right. D. Are there many others? F. I see. I think, 10. I'm being told there are 10 in this group. D. Are there any other forms of life around? F. I see the trees are a lot bigger now. D. Different kinds of leaves or what? F. No, they're like the palm trees but bigger. They're bushier. And there are some trees that are more like now. They have leaves. I taste them. They don't taste good. He frowned and then chuckled nervously, because his actions seemed absurd to his partially active conscious mind. D. F. D. F. Do you see any other life forms besides plant life? Small animals and large animals. What type of large animals do you see? I see what I guess would be considered a dinosaur type. I know that I'm afraid of them. I growl at them. Chuckle, but they growl back. And I run away. 220, Legacy from the Stars. D. Are they larger than you? F. Yes. Some of them. But not many. But I don't know how to harm them. D. They're all different sizes, you mean? F. Medium-sized ones, not super large ones. D. You said dinosaur type, but give me a description of what they look like. F. The one I'm looking at has a thin neck on a large body. I've seen this one before. The thin neck, large body, big feet and long tail. But its skin is really rough. I felt it when it wasn't alive, and it was really rough skin, not smooth. Like elephant skin. It feels more rough at the bottom, like it was dragging through the grass. That was the way the skin got rough, because it was dragging its bottom, its stomach, through the leaves and the bushes. It was more rough on the bottom where it was lying down. But this one was dead, so it was cold. D. What are you going to do with it? F. I don't know. Just look at it. It's too big. I could climb up on it and look down. D. Then this was a large one. F. It was lying on its side, yes. It was dead. D. Do you know if those kind eat meat or plants? F. They eat what I eat, plants. I don't eat meat. I think I do eat something that's real small. But it has a lot of fur on it. It's hard to eat. My teeth don't seem to be right. I tear at things and I growl a lot. He laughed. D. Laugh. I was thinking if the big animal didn't eat meat, why are you afraid of it? F. It is bigger. I'm scared of it. I think sometimes it chases. I know we don't like to go around them. They run after people. There. I guess I would say medium size. There. Something. Elephants. A little bit bigger than an elephant. More above medium. D. That gives me an idea then. Do you see any other animals that look about that size, or larger? The earliest forms of life on Earth. 221. F. I see. It's hard to get my mind clear from knowing, and some other part wants to interfere. D. That's all right. You're doing very well. I just wanted a description of some of the other types of animals. F. There is one with a bill on it. It has the tail and the arms, and it walks on two legs. But it has the flat bill. It's smaller than the other animal. I don't remember these names. D. Larger than you are? Yes. Does that animal eat meat or plants? F. Plants. I can't think of these names. D. Don't worry about it. In other words, their size is all that's threatening. F. I think if you got in the way of these animals they would hurt you. Step on you, I guess. They could bump into you, lie on you. If you were lying down and they were wanting to lie down, they'd crush you. I feel someone got crushed by one. We found them and they were crushed. D. And that's why you're afraid of them. Are there any animals that would be dangerous to you in other ways?